Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. I have to say I'm not a big kitchen gadget cook. I prefer solid basics like cast iron and quality nonstick and knife skills, you know, versus using some magic chopper or something. I just rather use, I'm pretty good with knives, so I can, in the kitchen, so that works for me. But at any rate, the exception is slow cookers. A slow cooker is a wonderful gadget for van life. You know, it's a double threat. You can plug the thing in if you have a power supply that will handle several hours of low wattage output for a slow cooker. You can plug it into, obviously, to shore power, and there are 12 volt models available. And even if you use a 110 230 model and you have an inverter, if you're driving and your alternator is part of your charging system, then it's free power. So you can, if you know you're going to be on a 4-hour drive, you can cook a really amazing dinner over that period of time. But there are 12 volt models available too that are great, like 5 stars, 600, you know, 600 reviews on Amazon and other places. So there's really no reason to even deal with the higher voltage models for your van. And specifically, there's a brand called Presto, the model Presto Nomad, and they make both 8 and 6 quart traveling slow cookers. And I like to use a slow cooker, especially for stew, soup, chili. You know, chili, you know, it doesn't have to cook all that long. A couple hours is plenty of time. And that's true for a lot of soups. But if you like a long, slow cooked soup, and because it's a lower temperature in a slow cooker, typically you'll need more time. So keep that in mind in terms of when you add your vegetables, if you're going to make stews or soups and you don't want super mushy beans or green beans or something like that, you'll want to time that. But that's fine. You can cook the meat and spices and carrots for 2 hours in your slow cooker and then throw in the softer stuff later. That's fine for the last hour or two. And for stew, there's probably no better tool than a slow cooker because you really want those flavors to meld over time. And you typically use a lower quality cut that requires longer cooking time. And even if you're cooking stew with chicken, you know, you don't have to jump through the hoops like brining or stuff like that to make your chicken nice and tender and moist in a stew or soup in the slow cooker, because it just gets handled by time. So that is T-I-M-E. You can also put T-H-Y-M-E in there too. But anyway, and also a slow cooker is a great way to deal with leftovers. You know, you can, I mean, heck, I've even seen kind of a rice pilaf or rice stew done in slow cookers with traditionally, fried rice is how some Chinese cooks would deal with leftovers. So if you have leftover vegetables and meats, you can fry that up in rice, and you can do the same in a slow cooker with your leftovers. If you didn't get through all the beef patties or something like that, you can put that in a stew or soup before a drive or before going to bed, and in the morning you'll have lunches for a few days, or lunch and dinner or whatever. So yeah, and then of course you can slow cook tougher meats, and of course all this works for vegetarian meals too. I'm not a vegetarian. I can't really speak to that, but there are, you know, if you want to cook beans or tough rices, you know, grains, things like that, slow cooker is a great solution. So let's see, one of my favorite things is to do a roast beef, and I'll just give you a couple tips on how I do my chuck roast in a slow cooker. This is great at home, of course, with an oven, because you can do it at a higher temperature, so it gets cooked quicker. But But you can do it in a slow cooker too if you have the time, and I'll give you some chemical tips to improve the making the meat tender. Step one is to, you know, get some good chuck roast, of course, and thick pieces are fine. You don't have to cut them small or anything like that. You would, of course, for stew, but in this case, we're going to make a roast. So a nice big chunk of 2 pounds, 1.5 pounds, up to, depending on how big your crock pot is or your slow cooker. So judge based on that. But what I do is I take some flour, and I'm a low carb eater, and this adds so little carbohydrate, it still works. So take a half cup of flour, spread it on a flat surface, such as a baking sheet or just your countertop, and then add salt and pepper and whatever other dry spices you want in that flour. Now take your chuck roast, rinse it off. I like to rinse all my meats, and just don't let it splatter. You're not going to contaminate your kitchen. Don't worry about that. And then pat dry your chuck roast with some paper towel, and then roll the whole thing in that flour and spices seasoning mix, just so that it gets a thin layer of flour on it. And now this is the next step. You'll need a frying pan, a hot frying pan. So in a well-oiled, so you want a good eighth of an inch of oil in the bottom of your pan or so. And you can use butter if you want. It's going to brown. That's fine. You can use olive oil. I actually use a mix of olive oil and butter typically, because the olive oil lowers the smoke point of the butter, rather raises the smoke point of the butter, so that it's just a nice mix and it tastes amazing. So anyway, oil and medium high heat. When that oil is good and hot, brown your chuck roast that's been rolled in flour, and I actually sear it and get a brown crust on my chuck, especially for the slow cooker, because in the oven, you know, you can take the cover off after a 2 or 3 hours of cooking at, say, 350 degrees, and then you can get a crust on your pot roast, and that's kind of the traditional way to have a nice browned, attractive and amazing, you know, that outer layer is just delicious if it's done right. But that's not really an option in a slow cooker. So now I suppose you could take the meat out and brown it some other way over the fire or something, but that's getting into a whole another world of cooking and gear and equipment and preparation. So we're going to keep it simple. Brown and at a high temperature your chuck roast on all sides, so a couple minutes on all sides so you get a nice crust on it. And then in the slow cooker itself, what I do, I actually like to use red wine with beef. And so I'll do about a cup of liquid to per 3/4 or so, or 1 pound of beef. And I'll sometimes, if I have some cheap red wine or old red wine around, I'll dump it all in there and just use the red wine. But you can mix, you can do red wine and water, you know, half and half, if you don't want to use too much red wine, or you don't want too much of a red wine flavor in your beef. But the alcohol and the sugars and other chemicals in the wine help to make the meat moist. Another trick for that, by the way, is to add some vinegar, apple cider, or even rice wine vinegar. Add as much as half a cup. You're going to start to impact the flavor the more you add. I'd probably do a quarter cup of vinegar, and that gets into the meat and breaks down. It's a well-known chef's trick to break down tougher meats and make meat moist and tender. And so that's going to help with your slow cooking of your chuck roast, so that it comes out more tender. And then add whatever spices you like, if you know, dry spices, or if you have some fresh spices. I also will put in garlic and garlic and onion in with my chuck roast in the slow cooker. You can't go wrong. If you're going to use the liquid to make a sauce later, such as gravy, you'll want to strain out those long cooked soft vegetables like onions and and garlic. And if you're really fancy and you want to do leeks and stuff like that, that's awesome too. But then as far as the other vegetables go, again, make sure that you don't put in carrots or beans or things like that in too soon, because they'll get really, really mushy. And you know, you'll just wind up with these carrots that are not really very palatable, and they'll be full of fat and stuff. So do your carrots later, or even partially steam them or blanch them, and put them in at the halfway point of cooking or something like that, so that they're just right at the end. So that's how I feel about slow cookers, and that's how I do my pot roast chuck in my slow cooker. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road. This morning, it's my fault I've been crying.